Hi, dictation for Angela Lee, A-N-G-E-L-A-L-E, date of service is 7-19-2023, date of birth 7-15-1991, date of accident is 5-25-2022. Angela Lee is here for a follow-up visit. She was initially involved in an automobile accident. Where she was T-boned on the passenger side on 5-25-2020. And this caused her severe headaches along with symptoms of TBI and pain in the lower back as the chief symptom. She started having pain in the neck with pain in the right shoulder and radiation to the right arm. She also has a lot of pain in the right elbow, right carpal tunnel, and these pains continued, and she has had extensive physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, various injections, including lumbar epidural, cervical epidurals, and trigger points injections, shoulder injections, knee injection, and also occipital nerve block. She also had a tendonitis of the right thumb, for which various injections were done then also. Today, the patient reported that her pains in the neck, mid-back, lower back are only to the tune of 3. Pain in the right elbow is also 3. And no radiation of the pain is reported. Pain in the right shoulder is around 4. She is able to lift her arm all the way to 140 degrees of abduction. Headaches are continuing in the frontal and occipital region. ADLs are affected 3, and there is an improvement up to 20%. Kindly review the chart for ADLs, for system review, for additional history, for substance abuse, and for compliance history. The patient is otherwise stable. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 128/56, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examinations and diagnoses are same from previous visit of 6-7-2023, dictation number is 0608-013. And the plan is to continue her medication, which are Ortram for pain control, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 50 milligram tablet, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for mood and depression, anxiety, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for pain control. Her meds were reviewed and labs have been entertained. MRIs were discussed, and there are no other new changes in the protocol for her treatment. She had only one disc herniated in the L5-S1, for which she received six lumbar epidural injections. She is doing stretching and yoga exercises, and therapy continues 2 times per week with traction and massage. And she is able to work on a light duty job full time. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.